Some people like A and others like B. At BMW, we prefer X. Like the dynamic X3, meant for ultimate exploration. The X5, built to conquer even the most difficult paths, or the pinnacle of comfort and luxury, the X7. And since every X-Range vehicle is packed with performance and versatility, you'll always get the best of X. The BMW X-Range. Your next X-Venture starts here.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does it take to improve maternal health for everyone? It takes a new model of care for mothers and babies. It takes deeper connections in patients' communities and comprehensive care before pregnancy and far beyond. It takes Philadelphia's only hospital exclusively dedicated to women and families to reinvent maternal health care and improve outcomes for all women. It takes Temple Health.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Who would dare interrupt me during my midday bath?
Yeah.
Oh, the Spiegel and Holmes show.
Afternoons on the Score.
Yeah. Well, this guy we're playing this week is a pretty good defensive coordinator. And I feel like I can't get rid of him. It seems like every year he's once or twice or three times he's there, and he does a great job. And then I always say Bill Belichick is probably the best coach I've ever had a chance to go against, and my career as a head coach. So I've enjoyed watching the Lions this year and the job that their offensive coordinator did there, and now he's now the head coach at Chicago. You're doing good though, man. Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and say we didn't make enough of that when it happened. Andy Reid, perhaps the greatest coach of all time, certainly top three or four at this point. When asked about his rivals as head coaches, talks about a few legends and then finds himself just stream of consciousness going to the Lions play caller, Ben Johnson. Woo! Said he's enjoyed watching the Lions the last 3 years and mentions that he's now the head coach in Chicago. Anthony Herron, I'm not sure we made enough of that. That's pretty fascinating that Andy Reid brings him up.
It is. It's a nice position for the Bears to be in, and very different than where we've been with recent Bears, whether it's been head coach or play caller, because we've at least seen what a true Ben Johnson offense looks like. And we've been kind of waiting and wondering what, whether it's been, you know, Matt Nagy or Luke Getsy or Shane Waldron, like what can one of those guys truly do as the actual play caller at the NFL level? We already have all that evidence from Ben Johnson in recent years in Detroit.
I'm going to give you credit. I think I've done it before, but there was a moment when I was ripping apart Mitch Trubisky. And it was midway through the 2019 season when the Bears were flailing. We're all trying to figure out what the hell's going on. And you said, you know what? You tell you what I'm not enjoying is the coach right now. Like you got me thinking, well, is Matt Nagy the problem, or at least a bigger part of the problem than I'd thought? And you were saying how he wasn't adjusting and how he wasn't changing the offense. And then we watched the rest of his time here. He never did, because he only knew that one damn thing. Yeah. Ben Johnson's coached every position around an offense. He's coached four different people in different places. He's had 3 years of doing his own thing, but the offensive line, he has used the offensive line in wide zone and inside zone and gap scheme. He's run different things for different guys. Yeah. This is a dude who's got a lot of different tools in the toolbox, doesn't he, in a different way?
Just as a prospect. You know, we talk about players, especially this time of year, and we're getting into the combine and draft preparation and trying to devise what makes sense for the Bears and how they should go about things. And so we're accustomed to thinking about whether or not players seem like high-level prospects and how high is their ceiling when they're coming in here, but just as a coach, as a head coaching prospect.
Yeah, they're prospects too.
Yes, and Ben Johnson, having never been a head coach before, there's a lot of projection to what we think he can be here in Chicago. But, you know, the scouting reports you get from other folks who've operated around him in Detroit and have seen him along the way. I know you guys talked to Mike Martz at one point just about the early iterations of Ben Johnson and what kind of those initial ingredients were that have led him to become what he's become as an assistant. But this as a head coach, for what his offense was in Detroit, his leadership style, there's a lot that's really gratifying, and especially because he was there. He predated Dan Campbell and was there as Detroit figured out how to grow into what they became and now being one of the behemoths in the NFC.
Yeah, Texture says that after Matt Nagy and Andy Reid was talking about him so much, I don't care what Coach Reid says. Remember, Nagy and others on the Andy Reid tree, he talks up everybody on his tree. Mm-hmm. This is just a random shout out for a dude who has no affiliation with.
And Andy Reid's tree kept hitting for a long time, too. Now, that doesn't prove he's not willing to be a little dishonest about his guys, but I mean, it's a lot of assistants who are doing big things.
But him bringing up Ben Johnson in his stream of consciousness is different. But anyway, we'll find out.
Because he's got no loyalties to Ben Johnson.
Correct.
They haven't worked together before.
Correct.
Yeah.
And no incentive in trying to help his friend get a job or anything like that. A couple of different Ben Johnson anecdotes. One a story, and then a nugget from an article that came out today. Let's start with the story, and this from our friend Jarrett Payton. Tanny, this was Payton on the morning show, is that correct, with Mully and Hall?
Midday show.
Oh.
The guy Dan Bernstein?
Yeah, no, I don't listen.
I mean, who does?
Funny moment on the morning show today as they were talking about Matas Pazelis struggling.
Oh, they were talking about Matas Pazelis again?
Yeah, but they were talking about him struggling, and the topic was, why did Matas struggle? And Mully just threw in real quick, Bernstein stink.
And then did he pause for effect afterwards?
Oh, no.
Is it really Kendall's fault, though? Kendall called him Cooper Flagg.
No, man.
Occasionally, Mully can still cook out here when they let him.
You know?
They don't let him cook out here, though. You know?
The dude's a Michelin star winner. Are you kidding me? He's cooking every day.
Let Mully cook.
I think that was trending the other night, actually. Let Mully cook,
I laughed long and hard while at the Mariano's listening to the Pick 6. As I do, you can find me at the Mariano's.
And then someone came up to you and told how much they love Sage Rosenfels.
Didn't bring that up. Always early at the Mariano's. Get there. Those 6 a.m. Mariano's runs, man. I recommend.
Oddly enough, I don't even text with Bernsey that much. I truly, in the commercial break, did just text him because we were talking on Monday about the gumbo that some friends of ours made. We went over to their house for the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And he was asking me the meat in the gumbo.
Now, is it a gumbo or a jambalaya?
Oh, I'm pretty sure it was a gumbo.
How does this gumbo get you closer to a championship?
Right. One element in it was shrimp, and of course had the rice and everything, but there was something he substituted because the husband runs a restaurant. Amira is one of the restaurants he runs. He's got a couple of different spots in the city, and they actually just moved out to the burbs too, and he put something called sujuk in the, as opposed to andouille.
It's my favorite Stevie Wonder song.
Oh, yeah, it's a good one, right? But it has like a very unique sort of texture to it, but it has some spice to it like andouille sausage does. It was great gumbo. I just couldn't remember what that meat actually was, what the name of it was.
Sajuk.
My wife just texted me what the name of it was. So I was just texting that to Dan a moment ago.
Whoever created the difference between gumbo and jambalaya, buzz off.
Really?
It's so stupid. Jambalaya, you cook the rice in it. Gumbo, you put the stuff on top of the rice. Same thing.
Gumbo's a little bit soupier than jambalaya, too, right?
It's more liquidy. It's a terrible food take.
Thank you.
No, it's not.
It's horrendous.
And how often do we get to say that?
That is
one of the worst food takes I've ever heard.
They're very different.
So you're telling me that if someone says to you, hey, do you want some gumbo? You'd say, yeah, but I don't want jambalaya.
No, I'm saying they are two different things.
Texturally? They are two different things, but there's no reason for them to be.
Well, sure there is.
That's what I'm saying.
Some people don't like a stew.
No, it's stupid.
Have you had sujuk, by the way?
No, I don't know what that is.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Add it to Shane's meat. It's worth your time.
The thing about sujuk is that after you eat it, you can feel it all over. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, everybody.
See, Danny wouldn't get that joke.
No. I saved it for you. So Jarrett Payton on the Midday Show, apparently with Dan Bernstein, talking about having run into a high-profile player who talked to him about Ben Johnson.
I have not seen people outside of our Chicago bubble that are
as excited as like I am about what the future could hold for this team, and nothing but great things. I think the one thing that jumped out to me is there was all these positive things, but then until you talk to people that are actually, you know, played for him or been around him and actually played for him, then it's like, all right, well, we got that chance. I got that chance Friday at our Walter Payton Man of the Year service day at the Boys and Girls Club. We're about to leave because we had to go to another event. And as we're leaving, all I see is this person run around, and it's Jared Goff. He was the Lions nominee. And so he runs over and he's like, listen, he talked to my mom and myself. He was like, listen, I appreciate you guys so much. We're like, we were talking to him, how amazing he was. And he's like, I won't be there on Sunday for the brunch, but I just want to tell you guys, thank you for this opportunity once again. And then he ran back to get back with the kids that he was working with. So we're about to get on the bus. And I was like, so I got to go. I didn't get a chance to ask him a Ben Johnson question. So I ran back over, tapped him. And I'm like, JG, man, I got to ask you a question, man. He goes, what's up? And I go, please, like, tell me something about Ben Johnson. And he looks me dead in the eyes. And he goes, man, you guys got a good one, man. I was like, for real? He goes, man, you guys got a good one. I go, that's awesome. And I go, tell me more. I need to know more. And the one thing that everybody has said about him that has helped him throughout his coaching career, close friends, they all talk about his demeanor. Like, when you look at him, it looks like he's a really nice guy, but he's a hard, you know what, when it comes to being a coach. And he looks at me and he goes, JP, man, the dude is no nonsense, bro. He don't put up with any of that crap. And I was like, I said, that's all I need to know. That's all I need to know. But he kept going, just talking about how he helped his career and how easy he was to be able to have conversations with when it came to the X's and O's. But not only the X's and O's, but also life. He's like, we would talk X's and O's and it would transition to our talk about life and what's going on with the family and this and that. So it's like, he goes, I'm gonna miss him, but I'm happy for him. And I was like, man, you could talk to anybody. Talking to Jared Goff about Ben Johnson, that dude helped him resurrect his career and get it back on track.
So that's amazing. That's really cool because Jared Goff has talked about Ben Johnson. He was on SiriusXM NFL Radio last week and said, he's a hell of a coach. He's a guy that made a ton of difference in my career. I'm obviously a big fan of his. I wish he didn't have to be in our division. He's going to do a great job. Hopefully not too good, though. I'll always be a fan. We'll always have a good relationship. That's all on the record. What Jared Payton just described is just dude to dude in a genuine exchange after Jared Goff was being real and somewhat emotional talking to Connie Payton and Jared about the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award. So to get that realness,
right,
Anthony, you know, that's a different context. That's a different atmosphere. And we need to see a coach who's a no-nonsense guy. We know that the Bears need that. Mm-hmm. And you got an offensive visionary, theoretically, and a football nerd. But if he's not a no-nonsense guy, we got troubles around here.
And, you know, by comparison to, you know, I'm thinking back to last offseason, just after the Shane Waldron hire, and doing a little bit of kind of, you know, periphery digging on that and talking on the station about my concerns then for just how much of a domineering leader, how much of a detailed, demanding sort of approach does Shane Waldron have, because Caleb Williams will benefit from that as a coach. And everything I was hearing about Shane Waldron was that he's not that in his leadership style, and it concerned me. What I was initially hearing about Ben Johnson coming out of Detroit was he's obviously an offensive wizard, but he wasn't the guy that was very often tasked with sort of commanding the room and being the personality that had to galvanize. That was obviously so much of Dan Campbell and what he was and his magnetism with that organization top to bottom. But what we've seen so far here in Chicago, and then hearing moments like that from players being willing to talk both on and off the record about him, and even some of the clips, like, you know, from the St. Brown Brothers podcast and them going back and forth with Caleb about some of those things, he definitely seems to have ingratiated himself with that locker room. And it's one thing to have and earned respect for a coach because you've had success with him. But the way we hear the players who played for Ben Johnson on that offense over the last few weeks here talking about him does seem to go beyond just the respect that a coach earns because he's, you know, he's got a high mind of it. They definitely seem to have, you know, a real bond that's developed with him.
Seems like it. So look, lots of reason to be excited. If I told you that The Athletic did a poll of 10 different...
Jambalaya versus Gumbo?
No, they did not. It was 10 different NFL executives and coaches ranking the top five NFL head coaching hires in this cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Where would you suspect that Ben Johnson ranked? Because it's all been seashells and balloons.
Right.
And lollipops and puppy dogs and everything like that, right? He's not first. He's not first in these rankings.
That doesn't surprise me.
Doesn't?
No.
Because who would you think would be number one?
Vrabel.
Mike Vrabel is number one. So they ranked the head coaching hires according to 10 NFL coaches and executives, and Mike Vrabel finished first. Vrabel, who won 3 Super Bowls as a player, will command a more disciplined culture in New England. Vrabel's been a successful head coach with bona fide leadership ability, which is underrated with the personalities in today's game, said an executive. And he has a quarterback, says the executive, because they like Drake May. Mm-hmm. So interesting. So you have Vrabel far and away number one with 48 points out of a total 50 points. Okay.
Okay.
Second is a tie between Pete Carroll and Ben Johnson.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and here's the write-up on Ben Johnson from The Athletic, who was second in the most impressive, best NFL head coaching hire. Ben Johnson has been the it candidate for a couple years. Johnson was seen as being overly selective during the 2024 hiring cycle, but there was a growing belief midway through this past season that he'd land with the Bears. One former head coach liked the hire. Quote, if Johnson can bring Campbell's program focus with him, unquote. So that speaks to what you're talking about, mm-hmm. right? If he can bring the focus. The Bears have the pieces, assuming quarterback Caleb Williams can reach his potential. With Johnson's ingenuity, improvements on the offensive line, and a defense that should be at least above average under coordinator Dennis Allen, there's reason to like the fit. But each branch of the organization still needs to prove it as a unified vision. That hasn't always been the case in Chicago. And then here's the quote from a NFL executive that voices the Ben Johnson concern. Quote, I'm still unclear on the fit. I just think Johnson is intrigued by the quarterback and his physical skill set, unquote. So really, it's about the entire organization, about every branch of the organization still needing to prove it has a unified vision.
Unsure about the fit. I don't know. That one doesn't make as much sense to me. Him being tied on this list with Pete Carroll is pretty impressive to me because just in proven track record comparing one to the other, Pete Carroll is obviously a guy who won a national championship in college, has won a Super Bowl in the National Football League. And now, yes, he's in his early 70s. And, you know, I'm certainly willing to admit I'm a bit ageist on that as I thought about whether or not it would make sense for the Bears to hire Pete Carroll. But saying that Ben Johnson is as impressive a hire as Pete Carroll, I think that still is really nice regard for what the Bears were able to get done.
And this thing about worried about the fit and worried about the organization is, you know, it's learned cynicism, but is this a different time? Is this a different moment in the organization? Courtney Cronin was talking about this on ESPN, and she talked to somebody on CHGO, excuse me, Courtney Cronin talking to CHGO, and she shared a thought on having spoken to somebody else who was involved as a interviewee in the Bears head coaching search.
I think how Kevin Warren phrased it was that, you know, you get what you pay for. You paid for the best coach this cycle, the one that everybody wanted. I know what Mark Davis said. Oh, we didn't offer him a contract with the Raiders. Well, if you get spurned, you're probably going to try to do some damage control with the messaging however you want to. But let's not make it, you know, Tom Brady wanted him. Jacksonville wanted him. Like, everywhere wanted him. So that cost, there's an expensive cost associated with that. And I don't know if it was the previous regime, if it would have gotten done like this. So for the Kevin Warren impact, I think was significant. I mean, even going into the process of when they started pulling in candidates for interviews, I had a story, I guess it would have been like 2 or 3 weeks ago now, where in the lead of my story was how they were going to do things differently for in-person candidates.
Right.
They were going to fly people in first-class accommodations, which I know doesn't seem like a lot, but to the process, it does. And they've really, like, some of the coaches I talked to that interviewed but didn't get this job, One quote that didn't make it in the story that I wish, you know, I think was, you know, really telling was that, can I swear on this?
Yeah.
Said, like, they've got their shit together. Like, yeah. That's the one takeaway that one of the candidates I spoke with that really struck me was that he felt the process, even though, like, you're bummed you didn't get the job, he felt the process was really well done.
Wow. So there you go. So
I was actually quoting Courtney Cronin earlier when we were coming back from break. That's who I was trying to channel there when I was talking to you.
You were telling me to get my bleep together.
Yes, uh-huh.
Like the Bears clearly had their bleep together.
Apparently
in the coaching process.
Right.
Yeah. So it goes to whether you think this is a new time or not. And Ben Johnson's agent talked a lot about that. Other coaches involved in the process, like Courtney has talked a lot about that, that this was a better process and that Ryan Poles is a smart guy who learned from the mistakes of his previous few years.
Let's hope so. Let's definitely hope he has learned from that. And, you know, perfection is a difficult thing for anybody to try and attain. And the amount of turnover that there would have been the potential for the Bears to make if they move on from Ryan Poles as well, then what do? If you're bringing in not only a new coach but a new GM as well, you haven't fully given the opportunity to see the vision through that they kind of set upon a few years ago after they regained some cap space and some draft capital and tore the roster down and have now begun to build it back up. To bring in someone new to actually lead this thing day in and day out as a head coach, you have that opportunity for now, Ryan Poles, to see if a better coach, a better schematic coach, a better, you know, more sort of determined and urgent leader, can that be something where this collection of talent, if you continue to bolster it on the line of scrimmage, can you get more out of it than what they did last year?
He is Anthony Herron. I'm Matt Spiegel. It's the Spiegel and Holmes Show here on 670 The Score. Dave Wanstead later on in the 5 o'clock hour. Top of the 5, we'll talk about the...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Odyssey celebrates President's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.